Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 11th of November. Christ's Name Written on a Sun. Significantly, the sowing of incorruptible seed into the spirit of a believer is when Jesus writes his new name upon them. Jesus received his new name at the conclusion of his travailing journey when he rose from the dead as the sheaf of first fruits. When he writes his name on the spirit of a believer, they receive their new name as a son of God from him. Notably, although they are a unique son, Christ is their life. We know that the writing of these names is associated with Christ breathing upon a believer, for the Apostle Peter substantiated the point that we are born again of incorruptible seed through the word of God which lives and abides forever, by saying, "All flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers, and its flower falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever." Peter was quoting the prophet Isaiah, who said, "The grass withers, the flower fades, because the breath of the Lord blows upon it." In other words, the breath of the Lord is the living and abiding word through which a person is born of incorruptible seed. Peter's use of Isaiah's text to explain the process of new birth brings to our attention the polarizing effect of the word that is ministered through the breath of the Lord. The ministry of the word through the breath of the Lord is the means by which a person is established as a new creation and is saved through regeneration. However, it is also the means by which God removes and judges the flesh of man. In this regard, we can see how the word proceeding from Christ's mouth as he breathes upon us all is a two-edged sword. The references used in today's devotions are Revelation chapter 3 verse 12, Philippians chapter 2 verse 9, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 20, 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 24 and 25, Isaiah chapter 40 verse 7, Titus chapter 3 verses 4 to 7, Revelation chapter 1 verse 16, Revelation chapter 19 verse 15, and Hebrews chapter 4 verses 12 and 13. For further study, Isaiah chapter 28.